The newly personified river is the Whanganui on New Zealand's North Island. At about 90 miles, it's the third longest in the country and subject of disputes between local Maoris and the government since 1873. I know the initial inclination of some people will say it's pretty strange to give a natural resource a legal personality, Treaty Negotiations Minister Chris Finlayson told the New Zealand Herald, but it's no stranger than family trusts or companies or incorporated societies. And not strange at all for the local Maori iwi, or tribe. Member of Parliament Adrian Ruahe said, from a Whanganui viewpoint, the well-being of the river is directly linked to the well-being of the people. He then cited a Whanganui saying, ko au te awa, ko te awa ku au. I am the river, and the river is me. The Whanganui River Claims Settlement Bill calls for two officials to represent the river, one from the tribe, the other from the government, and provides a financial settlement that totals nearly $80 million. In a precedent, an 821-square-mile national park on the North Island became a legal entity in 2014 with all the rights, powers, duties, and liabilities of a legal person. Asked whether the idea might catch on elsewhere, Treaty Negotiations Minister Finlayson told the New York Times last year that he'd talked the concept over with Canada's Justice Minister, Jody Wilson-Raybould. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.